There's the apparent paradox here which has to be handled in this course. Disclosure is hazardous. Non-disclosure is hazardous. So what else is there to do? Disclosure is hazardous because it leads to persecution and plunder and plagiarism and theft. Non-disclosure is hazardous because it leads to a fruitless, frustrating life and ultimate oblivion of what you have done when you die. What do you do? In today's world, there is no alternative. I have a third alternative, however. There's something other than disclosure or non-disclosure, which seems to be a mutually exclusive class. In other words, it's either one or the other, and there's nothing else. There is a third. You can break up the term disclosure into two components, promiscuous disclosure and contractual disclosure. Promiscuous disclosure is that you disclose to everybody on a total basis, like publishing it in a book where everyone may buy it or read it if he chooses to, and so forth. This represents a major problem, the contractual, the promiscuous disclosure, but that's what leads to the persecution, plunder, plagiarism, and theft, and so forth. What happens in the event there is a proprietary disclosure? You disclose only by contract to those to whom you think it is safe. Of course, there has to be a determination as to what is safe and what isn't. That technology comes about in this course, and I'll explain it later. And that is the concept that has to be homed in on. A disclosure by means of contract with trustworthy people. How do you know who's trustworthy? That's part of the technology. There's a filtration mechanism, a very powerful one. People who want to burn you alive, as was done with Bruno, are hardly likely to want to make production contracts with you. And if they do want to do it, they won't be able to. Can you imagine Bruno making a production contract with Cardinal Bellarmine or the Pope? You'd immediately find out that he can't do it. So on a proprietary, secondary proprietary basis, you can develop filters. The deeper a person gets involved proprietarily, the more they are in the same boat with the innovator, and they sink or swim together. Therefore, mutual profit will ensue. You have to find the technology for secondary property evaluation of what makes primary disclosure safe. We'll continue from here.